Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and Wireless Wednesday this week. And great to, I always love small businesses being joined by entrepreneurs, and especially when it involves food and something I something I'm a fan of. And great to be joined by Darcy from Cakes by Darcy here in Atlanta, and a great small business success story, and well known in the region. And without delaying any more, Darcy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it.
Yeah, kind of. I know your background and your story a little bit. Give my listeners that aren't familiar with your background how you got to this point.
All right. Well, I grew up in Iowa. I was an art student in college, and a couple years into school, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, so I stepped away from school and started working in a grocery store bakery. They taught me lots of things. I learned to fry donuts and all kinds of making bread and things. Realized I really didn't want to do that. I wanted to decorate cakes, more of the artistic side of baking. So I kind of worked through that a little bit as a store, and then I transferred, I guess, over to Chicago area and worked for a couple of family bakeries in the north side of Chicago. Learned a lot from them, and then I came down to the south in about 97 to be warm. I worked for a local family bakery here for a while, and then I opened my own shop in 2004.
I totally get that. Different climate here in the South. I went to college in Iowa, and I was through Marshalltown many times. So, how did the bakery? Atlanta's kind of an underrated bakery city, I think, Darcy. How do the bakeries in the South compare with bakeries? You know, we all know about the famous bakeries in the Northeast in Chicago. How do you think they compare?
Honestly, I think they compare quite well. When I came down to Atlanta in 97, there weren't a lot of bakeries. There were some, you know, really long-time family bakeries here, which definitely sort of mirror what I was used to in Chicago. But Iowa didn't have that at all. So it was, you know, going to Chicago was an eye-opener. And then when I came down here, I kind of felt like it was a very similar vibe.
What advice, Darcy, do you give, not just bakeries, but maybe other people that are looking to open their own business? Of course, restaurants and bakeries are really tough, a lot of competition. But what's been your secret all these years, raising kids, having a successful business? How do you not spread yourself too thin?
Well, I think, to be honest, one of my first goals was to run the business and not let it run me. So vacations were a must. And, you know, I had, when I started, I had kids that were 4 and 7 years old. And I did not want them living through spring breaks and summer, all that time during in the bakery. So we took many vacations, and to this day we still do. I think we close at least 4 times a year, and sometimes for 2 weeks at a time. But I think that's part of what keeps your sanity, because it gives you a goal to look forward to that break. But yeah, you really have to jump in and commit to a lot of hours. You know, you can't jump into a business and expect someone else to do it all for you. And especially now, it's harder than ever to find people to do that work. So you really have to commit. But, you know, social media has been amazing. That's a must. You know, have social media presence.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do a great job with the social media, and it's talk about restaurants and bakeries and caterers since COVID. I know the game changed for a lot of businesses, and is that kind of why you moved out of a retail space and back into your home, or what was the thought behind that?
Exactly. So COVID was crazy. It was a pretty horrifying storm for the entire world. And when the governor of Georgia sheltered us in place, we didn't open the front door. So we didn't fill a showcase. And filling that showcase was a huge chore at the time for, you know, just myself, my daughter, who works with me still. And we just had one other employee. So it was a big job to fill a showcase every day with dozens of products. And, you know, we don't do day old. So
yeah.
Everything had to be made today. And when we closed that door, the first day we didn't fill the showcase was absolutely glorious. And I looked at my husband and my daughter after about 3 days and I said, I don't care if this virus lasts 3 weeks or 3 years, I'm not going back to a showcase. So we started doing everything. We just completely shifted to online and phone orders, which worked out brilliantly with curbside service. And you know, we had a couple of tastings in the store over the course of a month or so, and we just did a really good cleaning after each one. And, you know, the tastings are for wedding cakes. So the wedding cake business really picked up for us.
Sure.
Obviously, they were small and few and far between at that time. But since then, that's kind of where we've shifted our focus, and it's been absolutely amazing. The weddings are bigger and better, and we're booking out, you know, into 24.
That's a good sign. We're talking with Darcy Lynn. Everyone in Atlanta knows the great family-owned business, Cakes by Darcy, and shifting to weddings and bigger events and things like that. Darcy, has that changed your needs as far as labor and time, and are you able to plan things out a little better now?
Yes, absolutely. And I didn't mention that, you know, we lived out about 15 or 16 months in that space, in that retail space during COVID. And when the lease ended, we decided to just go ahead and operate as a Georgia Cottage Kitchen out of my home.
Right.
So we're still licensed and inspected by the Department of Agriculture like we were before, as they just inspect the house now. But yes, it's, and, you know, leaving a retail space has been just amazing for us. But having one office is really incredible. And yeah, it's given me a lot of time back. My commute wasn't bad at the time either, but it's given me a lot of time back, and the planning is so much easier now than before. And staff, I guess, you know, all I have is my daughter now, just she and I. She's like my left hand, and wouldn't want to do it without her. But that's, you know, we don't need employees, and which is kind of amazing.
One less headache as we wrap up here with...
Yeah.
With Darcy from Cakes by Darcy, and where do we go now, Darcy? You've done it all here in Atlanta. Beautiful cakes and designs. Your focus mostly shifts to weddings, and what do the next few years hold, you think, for you?
Well, I think weddings is kind of where we want to be, and you know, our goal on a daily basis is to create. You know, beautiful sugar art, which will elevate clients' events. And we've got some great partners like Wholesale Sugar Flowers, for example.
Sure.
They help us process. You know, we can buy handmade sugar edible flowers, and our clients absolutely love them. They're astounded that they're sugar, and you know, we can buy them in white and paint them and airbrush them and dye them whatever colors we want, things like that. They just really make our cakes and wedding cakes look amazing. So that's kind of where we're going.
Yeah, before we wrap up, there's lots of these cake decorating reality shows on TV, Darcy. What's between you and me, what's your opinion of them? And kind of have those been overdone a little bit, do you think?
Gosh, I don't know. I think they're super entertaining for sure. You know, the reality is it's reality TV, so there's no reality kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do them for various reasons, but I enjoy watching them. They're pretty fun.
Yeah, kind of a
and there's a lot,
kind of a guilty pleasure of a lot of people.
Yes. Yeah. It's fun.
Darcy, if people want to know more about Cakes by Darcy, where should they go?
They can check out our website at www.cakesbydarcy.com.
Thanks.
Or on Instagram at Cakes by Darcy.
Sure, definitely. Definitely follow you guys on Instagram. A great follow. And thanks for coming on. Continued good luck. And hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you so much.